Welcome, everybody, to this part of our program. And I just want to thank everybody for coming today. And we have an accountant. I think she's an accountant. I hope I'm not saying this wrong, but she works with I wish I knew which insurance. I'm not looking at the agenda. I apologize. But Nyjah Baker is here today. And what she's here to do is to talk with us about Medicare and basically Medicare 101. What is all about SSI, SSDI, in the upcoming year. So I'm going to let her go ahead and take it away. Thank you, Nyjah.
You're welcome. Hello, everyone. I'm Nyjah Baker. I'm a licensed Medicare broker with Simplified Insurance Solutions. And I've come to you today to talk about everything Medicare. So it's Medicare 101. We're going to be discussing what Original Medicare is, Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplements, and sprinkling a little bit of the dual special needs in there, also known as D-SNPs. I ask that everyone mute their microphone so that we can't hear each other talking. And lastly, I usually do a Q&A, but I am short on time with presenting. So I will give you my direct contact at the end of the presentation. So I will not be able to take questions at the end, but you will definitely have direct contact to me. And I'll give that information later on in the presentation. So let's get started. If you're new to Medicare, let me explain. Original Medicare is a health insurance program for people who are 65 years of age or older. You can qualify if you're under the age of 65 with certain disabilities. You just have to have Social Security disability income for at least 2 years or 48 months, and you would automatically qualify for Original Medicare. You can also qualify with end-stage renal disease and LeGehrig's. And Medicare is administered by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is also known as CMS. They're basically like the police of, you know, Medicare. They regulate everything for us. And so to be able to be enrolled, you will have to be enrolled in the Social Security Administration or the Railroad Retirement Board. And so let's go over the Medicare basics. So in Original Medicare, we call them parts, and there are four parts to Original Medicare. So you have Part A, which is your hospital insurance. You have Part B, which is your medical insurance. You have Part C, which is Medicare Advantage. You have Part D, which is your prescription drug coverage. And so we're going to move on to enrolling in Medicare and how you can enroll. So you will be notified 3 months before you become eligible for Medicare. So before you turn 65, you'll be notified 3 months before then. And so Part A of Medicare is automatic. So you're automatically enrolled in that once you turn 65. Part B is elective. You must enroll the 3 months before the month of eligibility, or up to 3 months after. So once you turn 65, 3 months before you become eligible for Medicare, they're going to give you that red, white, and blue card in the mail. So you can sign up then for Medicare the month that you turn 65 or 3 months after. So you basically have a 7 month window to shop for Medicare. If a beneficiary does not enroll during these periods, they can be subject to a penalty and limited times of enrollment. Okay, so let's go into Part A, what's covered and how much does it cost? So I'm going to touch on what's covered first. So you have blood, except for your first 3 pints of blood are covered. So you're paying for your first 3 pints, and then after that, everything else is covered. You have home health services that are covered. You have hospice, which is like your drugs for pain, medical, nursing, social services, you name it. You also have hospital stays, and we'll touch on that. And then you also have your skilled nursing facility care, which can be covered under Part A. And quick little fun fact, Part A coverage usually does not cost if you and your spouse paid Medicare taxes while working. So let's go into Part A original Medicare payments. So when we're talking about Part A, think of Part A as like anything that you're doing in the hospital, getting admitted to the hospital, or like your inpatient hospital care. And so you are covered for inpatient hospital care per benefit period, which means the deductible is applied for each hospitalization up to day 60. So let's talk about the out-of-pocket costs of your inpatient hospital care. So you would have a deductible, which is $1,484 per benefit period up to day 60 that you stay in the hospital. And that is for 2021. For days 61 through 90 that you stay in the hospital, you will have a $371 copay per day. And then from days 91 to 150 days in the hospital, you will have $742 copay per day. And in that 91 to 150 days is a 60-day little window, and we call that your lifetime reserve days. And so lifetime reserve days are just how they sound. You only get those 60 days for, you know, the rest of your lifetime. So if you use, you know, two of those, you will have 58 days left. And once you run out of those, beyond 150 days, you are not covered and you will have to pay. Let's go into your skilled nursing care. So for skilled nursing care under Part A, days 0 through 20 are no copays. And then from days 21 through 100, you would have $185.50 copay per day. And then we have already talked about blood. So every time you get your blood drawn, you are paying for the first 3 pints. And then after those 3 pints, they are covered 100%. So let's go into Part B. What's covered and how much does it cost? So Part B, think of Part B as anything like your doctor services, your outpatient care, your home health services, and other medical services. Part B also covers some of your preventative services, like your emergency room expenses. So the standard monthly premium for 2021 right now is $148.50. And so, for example, we have a chart right here. And if your yearly income filed for 2020, when you filed individually, if you made $88,000 or below, you would be paying that $148.50. If you filed jointly and you made $176,000 or below, you would also be paying that $148.50. And it gradually increases as you get paid more, but you shouldn't see more than $475.20 as your monthly premium in 2021 if you file jointly and your income was above $330,000 or you filed individual and your income was above $165,000. So let's talk about Part B, original Medicare coverage, and your out-of-pocket costs. So you have a $203 annual deductible for Part B, and then you have that 20% coinsurance for Medicare-approved amounts after your deductible is satisfied. So you commonly hear about that whole 80-20 with Original Medicare. That is where you are paying for 20% of your bill, and then Medicare is paying for the rest of that 80%. And let's briefly go right back over the four parts to Original Medicare, because I really want this to sink in for you all. So Part A is primarily your hospital expenses. Part B is primarily your medical expenses, like your outpatient care and your doctor services. Part C is your Medicare Advantage plan that replaces Original Medicare. Part D is a prescription drug program. And let's be sure not to confuse your parts with your plan. So when we are talking about parts, we are talking about Original Medicare. When we are talking about plans, we are talking about Medicare supplements. So the four parts to Original Medicare are Part A, B, C, and D. And then you have plans and Medicare supplement, which is your plans A through N. Medicare supplement plans are not the same as Medicare Advantage plans, and we will get into that, why they're not the same. So here is a chart that compares the differences, and I'm going to go through that with you. So with Medicare Advantage, you hear those monthly, those low monthly premium plans, they have some low, as low as $0. And those are those things that you hear on the commercial maybe late at night about Medicare Advantage. Well, they really do have low monthly premiums that are as low as $0. Whereas with Medicare Supplement, you have your monthly premiums that typically range from $150 to $250, and that's the national average. Most people don't pay that much, but I just wanted to list the national average. You may have something that is a little lower than that for your monthly premium. Medicare Advantage also, the rates are the same regardless of your age or sex. Versus with a Medicare supplement, your rates frequently increase as the client grows older, if you smoke, if you are a male or female. Fun fact, female rates are a little bit higher than males because we tend to go to the doctor a lot more. So that is something to take into account when you're thinking about Medicare Advantage versus your Medicare supplement. Medicare Advantage has a guaranteed issue versus a Medicare supplement, you are medically underwritten. And being medically underwritten means that they are checking your medical history to see if they will accept, deny, or increase your rates. There are some exceptions to this rule. So when you're turning 65, you have a 6-month window where you can shop a Medicare supplement plan. And after that 6 months, say you're like, oh, I really just want to get one on my 7th month, then you're going to be medically underwritten. You are not medically underwritten when you're leaving a group plan. You have 3 months to shop for a new plan. And you're not medically underwritten when you are rapidly disenrolling from a Medicare Advantage plan, and you have 60 days to shop when you are disenrolling from a Medicare Advantage plan. There are co-pays for treatments and a maximum out-of-pocket for Medicare Advantage plans. So the ranges typically go from $2,500 to $6,700. And this is a key benefit and a key feature to a Medicare Advantage plan and a program. And this is why a lot of people tend to go with the Medicare Advantage plan. So say you have, for example, a $300,000 bill and you have a $2,500 maximum out-of-pocket benefit. Once you hit that $2,500 maximum out-of-pocket benefit for the year, you are covered 100% after that. Versus with a Medicare supplement, you it only covers a portion on plans A through N, or the remainder of the provider bill on plan F only after original Medicare pays. And so with Medicare Advantage, the benefit structures vary by plan. So there are really no two plans that look alike most of the time in Medicare Advantage versus in a Medicare supplement. There are standardized benefit plans. And you'll hear me say when we talk individually together, the plan is the plan is the plan with Medicare supplement. And so that means that if you are getting a plan in with Humana, it is the same as a plan in with Anthem. The only thing that's different is your premium. And so the reason why the premium is different is because it's just the risk that the insurance carrier has to take, that they're taking into account for those things. With Medicare Advantage, the plans must be approved annually by CMS. And with Medicare Supplement, the plans are under State Insurance Department oversight. With Medicare Advantage, there are lock-in periods that restrict when beneficiaries can enroll, and we'll touch on that later. With Medicare Supplement, beneficiaries can enroll throughout the year. Lastly, with Medicare Advantage, there are network plans such as HMO, Health Maintenance Organization, and PPO, Preferred Provider Organization plans, or there are things such as no network plans, such as private fee-for-service plan. Versus with the Medicare supplement, you can typically go to any doctor or hospital that, you know, Medicare has approved, and there are no networks. So let's go into Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans. So to be eligible for, we're going to discuss the eligibility for Medicare Advantage. Remember that Medicare Advantage is Part C of Original Medicare. So to be eligible for Medicare Advantage, you must be on Original Medicare Parts A and B to qualify for Part C. You must live in the service area of the plan, which means you must be in the zip code of the plan or the county of the plan to be eligible for Medicare Advantage. Most dual eligibles, those on Medicare and Medicaid, will most likely qualify for a Medicare Advantage plan. Dual special needs plan offer extra benefits in addition to your Medicare and Medicaid benefits. So if you have both Medicare and Medicaid, I highly recommend a D-SNP plan. So if you have Medicare and Medicaid and you've never heard of a D-SNP plan, or you're like, why didn't I get those extra benefits? Definitely reach out to me. I will provide my information at the end so that we can discuss these benefits, because there are many and you definitely want to take advantage of those. So lastly, on this page, let's talk about the election periods and Medicare Advantage. And these are some crucial dates within the Medicare Advantage program. So first we have the annual election period. That is from October 15th, which is coming up very soon, to December 7th. And that is where you can choose a new plan or change a plan. So if you are thinking of choosing a new plan, changing your plan, definitely reach out as well, because that is that lock-in period that I was talking about earlier. And there are some exceptions to that rule, but if you don't have a SEP, like I'm going to describe here in a few moments, then you definitely want to lock in from October 15th to December 7th. There is also an initial election period. That is your age-in period that I talked about earlier as well. That seven-month window where you are first eligible for Part B, that is where you have the first 3 months before you turn 65, the month you turn 65, and then 3 months after you turn 65 to shop for Medicare Advantage. And then we also have the special election period. And this can happen for a variety of circumstances, but it's typically a 63-day window. And a special election period would be like you moving or something. That would cause an SEP. And then lastly, we have the open enrollment period from January 1st to March 31st. And this requires that you already have an MA plan. This is where you can choose a new plan or change a plan, but you have to have an MA plan already. And that's from January 1st to March 31st. Okay, let's discuss the eligibility for Part D plans. You must be on original Medicare Parts A and or B. The plan must be available in your service region where you live. And there is a 1% per month penalty that applies once you are eligible for Part D if you are not enrolled for a period of 63 days or more in a row. So if you haven't enrolled in your Part D yet and you've been eligible for Medicare, then definitely reach out as well so that we can get that situated. And let's go over basically like a recap of the Medicare Advantage and the Part D. Medicare Advantage is heavily regulated. Agents must be contracted, certified, state licensed, and appointed to discuss and enroll beneficiaries. MA, Medicare Advantage, must be better than or original to or equal to original Medicare. So you're not losing anything by getting a Medicare Advantage program. You're only gaining benefits by getting a Medicare Advantage program plan. And so the key feature to a Medicare Advantage plan is that maximum out-of-pocket feature that I spoke about earlier. Like if you have a $2,500 maximum out-of-pocket and you have a $300,000 bill, once you hit that $2,500, then the rest of that is covered 100% after that. And that's what makes these plans so such a key for so many people, because they save a lot of money. And so let me discuss how I can help you and best help with your benefit, your benefits and needs and everything like that. So I will discuss the formulary. I will help you see what drugs are covered, at what cost, and what pharmacies they're covered at. I will help you determine your networks and who are, you know, restricted for your HMO, PPO, or your private fee-for-service. Are your doctors in your service? Is your hospital covered? And at what cost to you? I will also help you, you know, achieve getting a Medicare Advantage plan, those zero premium plans, and talk to you about the additional and extra benefit and coverage that you can get for as low as, you know, a $0 premium at no additional cost to you. And then again, I will discuss those extra benefits that are usually offered, like your dental, your vision, your hearing, those gym memberships. I will help you achieve those extra benefits and also help you utilize those extra benefits. Lastly, let me recap Medicare supplements in original Medicare. They cover the gaps in original Medicare. So you'll sometimes hear Medicare supplement as referred to Medigap. And these gaps are your deductibles, your coinsurance, and your copays. And then Medicare supplement plans are guaranteed renewable for life. There is no need to switch coverage every year. There is year-round enrollment. And lastly, the last thing of this presentation, you can see any provider that accepts Medicare, no referrals needed. And so that will conclude the end of this presentation. I am not going to be able to do a Q&A due to time, but I will definitely let you all have direct access to me. And so if you could get a pen and a paper and definitely write all this information down, then you can call me on my cell phone and I will definitely be able to help you. My name is Nija Baker. It is N-I-D-J-A-H. Again, N-I-D-J-A-H. My last name is Baker, B-A-K-E-R. I'm a licensed brokerage advisor. And so if you have any questions about Medicare, it doesn't matter if you're aging in, if you already have a plan, if you're, you know, interested in dual special needs or those DSNP programs I was talking about where you're eligible for Medicare and Medicaid, definitely reach out to me. I would love to discuss the benefits and help you just understand Medicare a little bit more. My direct cell phone number to ask me these questions is 317-798-7015. Again, 317-798-7015. I'm so sorry that I won't be able to take your questions right now, but definitely reach out to me. I have a toll-free number, but I definitely wanted to give you direct access to me today. So that will conclude the end of this presentation. Thank you so much for letting me talk.